Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Greg Dyatt. Search teams are continuing to look for survivors of Morocco's deadliest earthquake in more than six decades. The death toll has now risen to over 2,800. Search teams from Spain, Britain, and Qatar have joined efforts to find people buried under the debris. Rescuers in Turkey have retrieved US researcher Mark Dickey, who'd been trapped in the country's third deepest cave for more than a week. The US caver had become trapped after developing a stomach bleed. More than 150 people took part in the rescue. Australians are being urged to have their enrolment details up to date, with just under a week left to enrol for the Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum. People now have until September 18 to enrol or update their details to vote in the poll. Postal vote applications will close on October 11. And you can find comprehensive information about the referendum by visiting the SBS Voice Referendum portal at sbs.com.au/voice-referendum. The New South Wales government is boosting funding for women's health centres to help increase staff numbers, reduce wait lists, and provide more services. The state's 20 centres provide tailored care for women and assist with physical, mental, sexual, and reproductive health services and face-to-face support to more than 50,000 women across the state each year. The upcoming New South Wales state budget will allocate an additional $34.3 million for the Health Centre program over the next 4 years. Opposition Senate leader Simon Birmingham says the Albanese government's decision to deny additional flights from Qatar Airways could be costing the Australian economy $1 billion each year. The senator pointed to an assessment by Professor Rico Merket of the Sydney University Business School, who claims the $1 billion figure is a conservative estimate.
It's $1 billion a year less for our tourism industry in terms of opportunities for our exporters, in terms of higher costs paid by Australian consumers. Now, this is a terrible decision the government has made.
The New South Wales government will immediately stop the logging of valuable koala habitat on the New South Wales north coast after widespread backlash from traditional owners and activists. The Guardian reports the State Environment Minister Penny Sharp announced the suspension of logging operations in 106 koala habitats that lie within the government's planned Great Koala National Park. The Red Cross says at least 200 people have died as a result of the powerful storm Daniel that has hit Libya over the last few days. Storm Daniel swept in over the Mediterranean on Sunday, flooding roads and destroying buildings in Derna. The storm also hit other settlements along the coast, including Libya's second biggest city of Benghazi. Libyan National Army spokesman Ahmed Mizmari says the number of dead is more than 2,000, with thousands more missing. But these numbers have not been independently verified.
The latest update regarding the death toll, as the Prime Minister of Libya announced, exceeds 2,000 in Derna city only, may they rest in peace. There are also in Derna thousands of missing people, some 5,000 to 6,000 missing people, and this number could largely increase.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's SBS News in Easy English.